Then after he moved up from once there, he went up here in town. The building's tore down now, right where the Arlington is. And he was living with a woman up there. He lived with a new woman every time he'd go visit St. Vincent. I didn't know the woman when she was a blonde-headed woman. And I'd take the milk up there and I'd see her, but I'd never see him. Mm-hmm. And then when he left here with another younger girl. And that's when they caught him down, I don't know, forget now where they caught him, but the FBI got him.
They got him in Arkansas?
I believe he had done got out of Arkansas when they caught him.
Was it Oklahoma? Or
no, no, he was down in the southeast somewhere. I think he'd headed towards Florida, but anyway, they got him. But anyway, after Snow and Sutterfield left here, Snow got killed.
Well, they shot Carpus, didn't they?
Huh?
Did they shoot Carpus when they caught up
with him? Yeah, they killed him. And our chief police, our chief detective, and our head policeman all went to the federal prison for baby Carpus is here, but I didn't know it. And I sold them all milk.
Mm-hmm.
I sold the chief police and everything, sold him milk and all, but I didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
But they had evidence enough on them to know. Now that's when Carpus left down here. Mm-hmm. Somebody squealed on them and told them where Carpus was. And of course, then they didn't have the radios, they have telephones. And so when a certain fella, they heard that the sheriff's office, he was a deputy sheriff. When they heard they was going to come and get Carpus, called the chief police, chief detective, and all told them that get Carpus word, he's coming at you. And so they had it all now.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them are dead today, every one of them.
What lake was it he was staying on?
Big one.
What lake was it that Carpus was
Lake
staying
Hamilton. Like he was staying down here at Birchwood Bay.
Mm-hmm. How far is that from here?
Oh, it's only about a mile and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But all those people, the old man George was the guy that taking care of, Dave George was the old man that's taking care of the boat landing and was renting cottages. And Mrs. Dyer, she was had her own home, fine woman. And I forget her caretaker, I know him well too. They was all down there, but I sold them all the milk down there for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Well, when was this? Was this in the 40s or?
Yeah, I sold out in 46, and I would say this is sometime around about 40 or 41,
mm-hmm.
I believe now, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That sure is interesting.
Well, I'll tell you, it was about 41 because I was using a 36 truck and it just was no good. I had trouble all the time. They had a strike in the union or something or other, and that truck is put together. They used four or five different kind of parts to put in it, and I just had trouble. So Mr. that lived in Arkadelphia, very wealthy man, had come and bought him a home down here on the lake, and I sold him milk. So one day I was down there and he was talking, and I says, I wish to goodness, it was just before our boys went to war here, and the war was had just been declared, and it's hard to get a new car. I told Mr. I says, I'd sure like to have a new truck, but I says, I can't get one. He says, when do you want one? I said, as soon as I can get it. Well, he was a big man and a fine man in Arkadelphia. He was connected up, I guess, a lot of things. And the Delamar Chevrolet people's down there. He said, there'll be a truck up at your place tomorrow evening. When I got home, I got two of milk and that truck drove in. And so I remember, that comes back to, I remember when it was, and it was a 42 model, the one that I got.
Mm-hmm.